Unit 66, An Ancient Puzzle. Perhaps you are an individual who enjoys working puzzles, requiring that you trace your way through a network of confusing, conflicting, sometimes dead-end paths. If so, you have been seduced by a device that predates even the ancient Greeks, the maze. Large walk-through mazes or labyrinths have historically been regarded as sacred areas or gateways having magical powers. Hence, they frequently were positioned at the entrances of important ancient sites. One of the first recorded mentions of a maze is found in the myth of the Minotaur, a half-man, half-bull monster who devoured the flesh of the king's enemies until the hero, Theseus, threaded his way through the complex maze where the beast was imprisoned and slayed it. Despite this legend, ancient mazes generally consisted of only a single twisting path with no intersections and were often used for processions or chanko walking and meditation. Magical or religious significance continued to be associated with mazes built in the Middle Ages. Along the shore in the Scandinavia stand numerous stone-like mazes that fishermen once walked through for luck as they went to sea. Mazes also grace the floors of many medieval cathedrals by finding their way to the center. Repentant sinners were believed to find their way back to God. Eventually, mazes came to be constructed mainly for pleasure. Royalty built elaborate mazes in their gardens from hedges, and public parks for the middle classes copied the structures. Mazes are still constructed and enjoyed today. The cornfield maze built by a Wisconsin family in the shape of their state to celebrate 150 years of statehood is one striking example.